Before we begin this episode, we acknowledge that the First Nations people of Australia are and always will be the traditional custodians. We pay respect to all those who have come before us and lead us now, and acknowledge that together we must learn from the past to continue to move forward and reconcile.
This is Tegan.
And this is Kate.
And welcome to
Hard Rock Crochet.
Recording in progress.
Recording in progress. We are back for another evening of recording.
An evening sesh.
I just forgot that I didn't have socks on and that's why my feet were cold.
That would make sense. Although, have you found, I don't know if it's starting to warm up down your way, but it is definitely spring here.
Oh, 1000%. It's really nice for once. Like, we're going to have rain again tomorrow onwards because, you know, Melbourne. But at least, yeah, it was like 18 today or something.
Ugh.
It was lovely.
Balmy. Balmy. We bought, well, when I say we bought some shit, Tegan bought some shit.
So over the last few episodes, we've been, well, Kate, you've actually been TikToking quite a bit and we had an episode where you found some crafty hacks and I couldn't help myself and I just went and bought them.
And I feel like I'm getting some FOMO, so I'm probably going to have to jump on this bandwagon too.
Well, I've got some pros and I have some cons.
Oh, okay, okay.
So
let's get into it.
Well, firstly, I'm going to start off with the mini vacuum desktop cleaner.
Oh,
this has been the best fucking thing I've ever bought because I constantly eat at my desk and I get crumbs bloody everywhere and it literally just turn it off, put it away. I've got a little basket going on of things and it just sits in here. And then I use it when I'm crummy.
Do you reckon you could use it in your car?
I reckon you might. Yeah. The only thing is it's got little brushes at the bottom.
Yep.
And it's like a little rotor in there. So it only picks up little things here and there. But if I can open it, which I think I can, as you can see, I have already used it and I have dust bunnies. But I also mucked around with some yarn. So there's some yarn pieces in there too. So it does pick up your little offcuts, but they have to be short.
It won't pick up big ones.
No, because it'll get wrapped around the rotor and the rotor will stop.
Okay. Okay. It's fluffy ends.
So little fluffy ends. Oh, like even just little pieces like that. That's
what about your keyboard? You get crumbs in your keyboard.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it worked fine because the little brushes, they go through the keyboard, but you got to turn the keyboard off. Make sure you turn it off or unplug it before you do it. Otherwise, it says... But that little handheld desktop thing, that was, I can't even remember how much I bought it for. It was for view your item, track package.
I'm just bringing up the TikTok. I spent a lot of money
that day. Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Invoice. That we saw this in from Shop Blue Fur. Can confirm. Hack confirmed.
Yes, hack confirmed.
In her video, she's actually showing glitter.
Yep, and it does the same thing. It 100% will. It's got enough suction on it, and you just have to add, I think, a couple of batteries, and that's literally it. I can't remember how much I pay for it because it's not coming up, but you think it was worth it.
Regardless of how much you paid for it, it's 100% worth it.
100% worth it. In fact, actually, hang on, I'll just quickly go into...
So not just for yarn scraps, just in general, pop it in your bag.
A fantastic little cleaner, absolutely.
I wonder if it would clean up like lint, you know, if you're going into like a business meeting, you know?
Yes, you know. Probably not. You're probably better off with a lint roller. Okay, well. So that was a pro, so that's a definite pro. The next one was, do you remember the weed thingy?
Yeah, but you didn't call it that.
Collector. Yes, I called it something completely different. I can't remember.
Let me bring it back up with the video. It was the which one? The one on your hand or the one that goes on your desktop?
One on my desktop.
So it's called an Ivine weeding cup.
Yes. So mine's the one that I picked up is slightly different. So it's a little blue one. And as you can see, I've started putting scraps in it. It is okay. I'm going to say the suction side of things, it doesn't suck very well to the desktop. Like it sucks, but it doesn't stay there for long. And I think it really is just for the purpose of vinyl removal. I can't think, it's not really yarn craft worthy. Is the best way of putting it. Friendly, yeah. So, like, the stuff's in there and it's not real. I've got a bin now. Like, I decided I just needed a little bin for my desktop, so I ended up doing that instead. So,
could you repurpose it for anything else, do you think? Yarn related.
Maybe to hold stuff like you need. That's all I've got. Sorry. I did have, I had a needle in here and I just literally just sat it in there.
Oh, that's not a bad. I'm always losing my darning needles.
It's not really, like, it's okay, but it's not really amazing.
How often are you crafting at your desk, I suppose?
A lot.
You are?
Yeah. So if I'm in between jobs or I'm having a break or whatever, I'll make it my desk. Or if I'm, you know, writing a pattern down or if, you know, doing a tutorial, I'm better off at my desk than going away and then coming back and going away and coming back. So, yeah, I do quite a lot of snipping and such at here. So yeah, that was kind of a con, that one. I didn't really – was a bit of a thumbs down.
Bit of a fizzler, that one.
Bit of a fizzler. It was exciting to receive because it came flat packed. It came like this. It looked like the mushroom from Mario.
That is funny.
Yeah.
So then would you say the same thing for the ring? Because in this video, she's got the ring as well.
Yeah. It is very specific, I think.
Very well, that specific. One looks like it's for nail polish, that she just repurposed it for vinyl cut-offs.
Which works because it's a similar design. You know what I mean, Jelly Bean?
I do. Well, what else did you get?
And I think I actually found the order. Now where do I go now? Where do I go now? Do you remember we were seeing the lady with the I-cord and she was making some keychains?
Yes.
Oh, you spent some money.
Yeah, I think I need to get one of these.
You need to get one of these. So I ended up picking the Prim Comfort Twist Cord Tube. It's $70 on Amazon AU. It literally came the next day. And I started, so you can untwist the bottom and then stick it onto your desktop and then wind it up so it stays still. It is the smoothest handle I have ever used. Probably because I've got a clunky.
The smoothest handle you've ever cranked?
Ever cranked. Probably because I've got a clunky, Lincraft, knitting machine. So this is, like, amazing. It took, I reckon, a good 4 or 5 goes until I worked out how to get the tension, because that is probably the most difficult bit.
Yeah.
This bit here at the bottom, it's a metal weight.
Yep.
So you crank, I think, 2 rounds and then you add the weight to it.
So it's like your typical French knitter.
Yeah, but so much quicker. So what I ended up making, just for shits and giggles, is I did start to make a keychain wrist thing for whatever. I've got some lobster clasps. And
I like.
Started putting it together and I didn't really finish it. But
you can
it's
make
there.
Lanyards with those.
1,000%. So definitely only 4-ply. So 8-ply doesn't work.
Oh, okay.
8-ply I got on there, but it started to like rip apart and started to get into the strands because the tiny little hooks on it, I don't know if you can see how small they are. They're really small.
Yep.
So I ended up using, I had some sheep cheese Katona 4-ply. Worked a bloody treat. So I did that, and then I made a super duper long one and started to, I don't know how to sew it together, but I've made a coaster.
That's beautiful. That's like a Irish or Celtic symbol.
It is supposed to be, hang on, I've still got it open on my screen. It is supposed to be Icord Coaster. I think it is supposed to be Celtic something or other. Well, it just says Icord Coaster. Anyway, I haven't worked out the instructions on how to sew the ends to the back, and I accidentally made it too long, which is not the end of the world. I think I can just unravel until here. This is like, I think, 2 meters.
Wow.
And I've still got so much of the ball left. I reckon I can make a whole set of 4 using just one ball of a sheep cheese container. So I was like thoroughly impressed.
Yeah, I really like the way that looks.
Yeah, it took a little bit to get used to, like in terms of weaving it. And then you had to obviously make it like flat as well so that they're not like rolling onto each other like this. And yeah, so that was a really fun little project. I actually found that online. At handicraft.com, and it was a blog, and it was for this exact machine with that. So
I have a version of that, but it's the cheap, El Cheapo version that I got from Spotlight like 5 years ago. I'm sure Spotlight still sell them, but it's you don't connect it to your desk and it's all hand.
Yeah.
But the weight is like, it's, I know, fiddly. I would think the reason I like that one is because it's actually attached to the desk and you can crank it
quicker.
Just
keep going. Yep.
Yep.
You just stop every now and then, pull the weight up, keep going. It's, I want to keep making more. I probably will make a set of coasters once I've worked out how to sew those ends on and make it all nice and
because you could
sturdy.
Get a bit of, what's it called? I always called it VisorFlex, but I don't know if it's VisorFlex or interfacing. But it's that stuff you can get when you're sewing and it like stiffens collars.
Oh, like the plastic.
I think it's interfacing. And what you do is you iron it. Mm-hmm. So you apply heat and you iron it onto whatever it is you want to make stiff. So what I've done in the past when making, this is back when I was a kid with my nana, when we did the French knitting, we've got some of that interfacing, ironed it on the back and it just stopped the whole thing from moving and it made it just a bit stiffer.
I might look into that because that would be quite handy.
Because then
you could do the
that way you wouldn't have to like sew your ends in.
Yeah, or the coaster bottom. You know how you get that kind of coaster bottom? That's a really good idea. And an idea that my husband came up with, and I think I'm going to utilize this when I eventually design one, is making a cord for a hoodie.
Yes.
And I'm like, yes, I fucking love that idea. So yes. It is on my list to make a hoodie jumper at some point, and I think when I do, I will make a cord with it.
That's a fantastic idea.
I was like, it's like, are you the crafty one or am I?
Yeah, I knew I kept you around for a reason.
So for $70, that was the cheapest I could find, and it was through Amazon. I think it is definitely worth it, and I think you can have a lot of fun and get really creative with that. Absolutely.
Now, I think you found a few other things here on Amazon, I see.
Yes, I did. Oh, okay.
Well, one other thing at least.
I found the prices on a few things, so I'm just going to backtrack.
Oh, yes, yes.
So
yes,
the desktop
yes.
vacuum, $24.
Oh, that's a bargain.
$24, absolutely amazing. This thingy, the weeding tool suction cap, was $15.
Tell them they're dreaming.
Tell them you're dreaming. And that's it for that order.
For that order.
For that order.
For that order.
For that order. So what the other order was, it's a bit more newer. Here we go.
Amazon again. Amazon.
So one of my I had a tester group recently for my brand new beanie.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about like hooks because Furls had just released the Jupiter range of hooks, which I'm obsessed with. I love it. I think it's so gorgeous, but it is so damn expensive, especially for us, because it's like $55 a hook. And then you got to pay like $55 for postage. That's completely not worth it sometimes. Anyway, so a couple of girls were talking in the group and they said, does anyone have a cheaper alternative? Oh, yeah, Omi hooks are pretty much exactly the same as Furls.
Yeah.
But much cheaper. And I'm like, I've got to look into this. So I jump on. They are $15.85. And I'm like, I'm going to give this a go. So I bought myself a 5mm yellow hook.
And what's it made of?
Plastic.
This is wood.
This is my next thing. It is plastic. I've also, as a comparison, a couple of months ago, I ended up ordering a 5mm prim hook. So one of these.
And that's plastic as well.
This is also plastic. But I want to show you something. And I started playing with it. I'm like, I'm going to break this damn thing. How am I going to? Look at that flex.
Yep.
And then I'm going to do the same thing with the prim hook. I can't even move it. See, it's not flexing.
So you're saying it's not a good dupe.
I don't know. I think for light projects where you don't have to have a tight tension for a yarn, I think this would be absolutely fine. But if you had a tight project where, like an amigurumi project, you know how you have to be quite tight, I reckon that'll snap.
Yeah, true that.
But the weight of it, I've tried using it. It's actually quite all right. Like, I've got no problem with this whatsoever. So I think for a furl crochet hook alternative, a $15 one from Amazon for light projects, definitely a winner. And I like yellow. I'm a bit yellow at the minute.
I do.
So many different colors. Yellow. They've got, like, you know, galaxy purple and marble.
Me and think of, bear with, because I think I have a circular knitting needle dupe.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to keep talking about this anyway. So
keep going.
Omi ergonomic handle crochet hooks, handcrafted 7-inch crochet hook, knitting needle. This is what it says in the description. It is a terrible description. You pretty much just go into the listing and you can pick from sizes 4, 4.5, 5, 5.5, 6, 6.5, 7, 8, and 10mm size hooks. And then you just pick like whatever color you want, really. I think it's a good alternative. There's this other nice purple one, which I really, really love as well. But yeah, $15. Call it 16, but yeah, 16. $15. Yeah, just 15, $16. Oh, hang on. I've just seen one and it's got a 1-star review.
A 1-star review?
1-star. I wonder if it snapped. No, just 1-star.
I can't find it.
But
I'll have to park this for another episode.
Yeah, okay.
Because you'll know, for the knitters out there, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
There's this, you see it everywhere. So it must just be made in bulk supply and you see it all over Wish. I'll see if I can bring up a picture for you, Tegan.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's a aluminium, I suppose, circular knitting needle set, but it's a cheap version of like the Knit Pro ones.
Okay.
I bought it off Wish thinking this is $50.
I'm gonna get decent.
No, it's a hit or miss. This is gonna be a hit or a miss, but
yeah.
I've seen them everywhere, not just on Wish. I've seen them just eBay, Amazon, everywhere.
You have to pull it up and show.
I'm trying to get into bloody Wish.
Okay, we're talking about Omi anyway. So there's not just as well. So you know how it's got this kind of a standard body. You can also get them in different like shapes and sizes. So it does like all like the little bubbles or a different handle or. Yeah.
So, nice.
But yeah, it's all plastic. That was my only thing of, that's not going to wear too well.
It is now.
Okay, what you got?
Okay. This one's for $20 and I'm like, I probably wouldn't buy this one for $20. It looks very similar to this, but mine's a bit older because I bought it a few years ago. Where is our chat?
I'm there over here.
Where are you?
I can see Kate Fox is typing. Here we go. Whoosh.
So it's literally, you look at it and you're like, as if I'm going to get, this is not going to come as pictured.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
100% the best money I have spent.
Oh, really?
On a really good, like, yeah, it was 50-50, but I use them all the time.
They look good. They're interchangeable.
They're interchangeable circular knitting needles. Oh my god. I mean, that doesn't come with a whole lot of wire lengths. I think there's only three different light wire lengths. But if you've seen these and you've seen them on eBay and Amazon, I would highly recommend, if you don't want to spend the $100 to $150 on the Knit Pros and the, you know, the what's the other one, the really other good brand? I can't think of it right now.
Chigo. Yeah.
I bought these thinking I'll buy these and then I'll eventually upgrade to a Knit. Totally fine with this. Wow. Obviously look around to find, like, you know, you can tell the ones that are like, okay, you'll definitely dodge.
Mm-hmm.
Just look around, but
they look like smooth needles.
I'm gonna see if I've got one.
So it's like this pink case and all the needles are lined up on the inside, and then you can fit in the stoppers. Stitch markers. Is that a cutter? Hang on. Actually, if I read the actual description, it'll tell us. There's 13 pairs of aluminium needles, 4 round plastic wires, 4 extended connection tools, 2 positioning buttons. I don't know what positioning buttons are. What does that mean?
Positioning buttons?
Yeah.
I believe it's those little grippy things that help you,
the pins to tighten it.
Yeah, I think that's what they are. Maybe. Positioning, 2 positioning buttons.
So I don't get that.
I can't find this bloody kit.
Tool paste.
I literally had it in my hands the other day. Anyway.
Tool paste. Is it like glue?
No.
It comes with glue.
I wouldn't pay $20 for this one because I'm like, okay, I think like $50 is what I paid. Yeah. And I was pretty,
impressed. That's very cool. I like that. I like yours very much, Liz.
Knitters, for the knitters out there is a dupe for you.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've got 2 things left to show off.
Oh, please.
Do you want the craft-related one first or the non-craft-related one first?
Well, let's round out the craft.
Okay. I did not purchase this on Amazon. I have been following this account for some time, and unfortunately they got hacked very recently and had to start over again. And I'm getting sick of these scammers. So if you're listening right now, go and turn on your 2-step verification process on your account and protect yourself. So just saying. Anywho, it then prompted me to finally get my butt into gear, because it was tax time as well, and actually treat myself to a handmade item.
Oh,
so I contacted Maren from the Turning Woodworm, and I picked a design that I really loved. I got to pick the wood that I wanted to use and the size hook that I wanted, and she handmade this absolutely beautiful crochet hook, and I had to show it off.
She
crocheted this beautiful case as well that came with it, with a little button, and this is what I
look at the shine. Ordered.
It is a bloody dream to work with. So this is a 12 millimeter. I wanted a honey spoon handle.
Yeah.
Because the other thing for me as well is I hold my hook like this. So I hold it like over the top. So having this stop here was really handy for my fingers, and it's like the perfect width, like the perfect length. I hate long hooks sometimes. And this honey spoon just sits nicely in my palm.
How do I hold hooks now? You've made me really...
Because I hold it like this and I do a lot of that.
Oh, I suppose I do too.
You do the pen? Because there's the pen and I do the grab. I'm a grabber. Kind of a grabber, yeah.
Hang on, let me. we've figured out how we hold them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a
posh holders.
I don't know how would you describe
you're a
this?
You're a little bit of a because it's kind. Yeah, I don't know.
I can't.
You're kind of
this.
Grabbing it, but you're not. Like I grab, whereas you're kind of.
I'm weaving.
Delicately Gerting. Holding it.
Well, I hold it like this.
Yeah, so it's like
see.
A delicate hold.
Like I'm picking something up.
Yeah, whereas I'm just like, fucking yeah. Anyway, so this has not left my sight for the last couple of weeks. The process of creating this was just so much fun.
How did you pick the design? Like how does it work?
So Maren's got, she's got, a whole heap of different designs available. So you pick which kind of like bottom you want. I think you could probably even custom with her as well, I reckon. But I saw the honey spoon. I wanted the honey spoon. You can get like, I think queen heads and other fancy stuff. You can do wood. You can do wood and resin. You can do resin.
No, I actually said to her the other day when she posted a whole heap of resin ones, and I'm like, oh, I think I need to get a resin one.
Well, we were talking like about it because I was ones. Quite impressed at how light this is. And she goes, yeah, that's one of the heavier woods. And I'm like, are you kidding me? This is lighter than my normal, like, Clover Amour hooks, and they're, you know, plastic. So that was really interesting. And she goes, yeah, as soon as you start adding resin, it adds a little bit of weight to it. So you get a different experience. So I think I'm like sold on coated wooden hooks forever, honestly.
So how much did you pay for it then if it's a kind of like a custom make?
So let me see if I can grab the amount. Let's go back through my messages.
Do, do.
Okay, so that was beforehand. Here we go. So the total amount, because I picked some premium wood as well, it was $69.
That's all right.
It's really, I thought it was like,
actually,
yep, pretty
if
damn
you're
good.
Looking, here's this is this, it'll still be relevant when this episode goes to air.
Mm-hmm.
Maren has teed up with Michaela from VK Yarns, and Michaela has just, well, can you hear that?
No.
Wow, that was a really noisy helicopter.
Oh.
She has paired up with Maren to release her advent.
Yes.
Now, her advent, like, so customizable.
Mm-hmm.
Different types of bases, different weights, but you can get... Maren has there's like a special deal on some hooks.
Ooh, maybe I need to get another one.
Now, if I'm remembering it correctly, you can just buy like the hook package, or mm-hmm. you can get the whole shebang and put the like a surprise hook in. And so go check it out if you're looking at treating yourself. That, you know, if you want to do yarn and, you know, a hook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Mm. So the honey spoon design was $54. And then the wood that I picked was $10 because it's called Exquisite Olive Wood. So okay. It was a special one. So she actually showed me a couple that she had, and I she gave me a couple of other options. And as soon as I saw this one, I'm like, no, that's what I'm imagining, that's what I want. Yeah. And then, yeah, so, yeah, that was pretty much the whole lot.
It was
so,
like the hook chose you.
The hook chose me. As soon as I saw the honey spoon handle, I'm like, I've got to have it. I just, yeah. Just simple, easy design. And as well, so this is also another thing that she does. You can add pendants at the bottom. You can maybe make the bottom resin, or you can put the resin through it. You can pick absolutely any size hook you want. it was such an amazing experience. And the fact that I've got something so unique in my hand right now and I am obsessed with it, I'm going to get another one. It's just, yeah. So that was my other special purchase, craft related.
Well, there you go.
And last but not least.
Yes, tell us your non-related craft item.
My non-related. I just want to show this off because I think this is the funniest thing ever.
What is it?
Okay, so I'm going to set the scene. Okay. My husband and I really like watching the guys from Top Gear.
Mm-hmm.
So Jeremy Clarkson, Richard Hammond, James May. James May has his own cooking show.
Mm-hmm.
James May or Cook or something. Anyway, and in true James May fashion, he has gadgets in the kitchen.
Of course. Why wouldn't he?
Brings out this thing. We are laughing so hard. And I just look at my husband and I added a cart right there and there.
What is it?
It is an egg separator.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's a little chicken. You put the egg in here and then you spew all the yolk.
How does that work? What? How does that work?
Well, because the yolk won't fit in the mouth.
So what if the yolk splits?
No. Why are you cracking eggs like that, Kate? So if you want to separate your yolk from your whites, you pop it into the top of the chicken head and then you spew the white stuff out.
Bart Simpson was a chicken. That's what Bart Simpson would look like.
But I love it. I think it's the funniest thing ever.
That is pretty cute.
So for those at home, it is $14.80 on Amazon. And it's worth every damn cent.
Where's our affiliate code? Come on, Amazon.
I think we can do an affiliate thing. I don't know if we're going to maybe go. Tell us if you want us to start listing this sort of stuff. Can happen. I go a little crazy most months. They do next day delivery. That's the problem. If I can get it tomorrow, I'll do it.
I know. Actually, do you know, I haven't fallen down the rabbit hole yet and I'm trying not to, but some of my work colleagues have put me onto Shein.
I like Shein and then I dislike Shein. I have a love-hate relationship with it. Have you ever ordered anything from it before? No,
but some of the stuff this particular person, and if you're listening, you know who you are,
mm-hmm.
has ordered is freaking amazing. And I really want them. And I'm just like, I don't need another addiction.
It's kind of like Wish. It's hit and miss. So there's been times where. But apparently the
shipping's faster.
Yeah, it used to be slow. And then I think the last one I got was pretty decent. And that was just before COVID, I think. But hit and miss. You really need to read the measurements.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely read the measurements. Measure yourself on everything.
She's not buying clothes.
Oh, really?
She bought a keyboard.
Oh, yeah, you can get all that stuff. And pet stuff too. I forgot about that.
This keyboard is like a top. Okay, hang on.
I'm going on Shane to look up this thing. Hang on.
Bear with. It was $50.
$50 keyboard?
Yep. And mouse. Or wireless. Hang on.
Wear shoes and gift brands.
Explore. And if you're looking for something a bit extra, this is what you want.
Extra.
Oh, I can't remember which one it is. Here it is. It's called the Mophie Wireless Keyboard and Mouse Combo. Have you looked it up?
I want it. Oh, it looks like Fruitingle.
Yeah, but the keys are like probably a good centimeter high, so they're kind of like a typewriter. So when you're typing them, the ASMR on it is like to die for, and it's just really satisfying.
I like listening to other people type, but I've got to be in the mood for it. I personally hate it, and I need small keys. So, like this.
Okay, so you probably wouldn't like this then.
No, not for myself. So, see how thin that is?
Show me. Put it face. I think. Oh my God. We have the same keyboard.
Oh, do we? Is it the Microsoft one?
No, mine's the HP one.
I know. I had to get Microsoft. No, mine's different. See how I've got no gaps? It's annoying as hell.
What? No gaps where?
So, like, here. See how you got delete? I always hit end.
I gotcha. Gotcha.
So, no, my other keyboard that I got broke, and then I had to go and get another one, and then I got this, and it came with a mouse. And then my mouse that I was using I liked more, but it wasn't working with the keyboard, and the computer just hated it. So I was like, fuck, I'll just use the bloody mouse that came with this. And
gotcha.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, it does look freaking beautiful. I kind of want it, but I know I'd hate it.
Well, I don't know if you can hear her, but little Fox is going, Mommy, come put me to bed. And I'm going, I don't know if this episode's over yet.
Well, I kind of wanted to talk about something.
Please do.
So we had our Father's Day episode just come out this week.
We did.
And one of the topics that we talked about was jumpers and whether you say the word jumper or sweater. Yes. And has caused a whole debate online.
It has. It's caused a bit of a ripple.
It has. Yeah. And there was one comment that really stood out for me, and I realized later that's pretty much what I meant. I just didn't say anything near it. But I agree completely, wholeheartedly. And I think it was Jess. Let me just open it up. Let me just turn down my volume. Sweater jumper. It was the Woolly Warden. So Jess, she says, my mum says a sweater is a knit / crochet item. A jumper is, and then in quotation marks, what you kids wear with the big ugly logos on them.
Yes, I get that.
Quotation marks. I don't care either way. I've always said jumpers for any of them. I say sweater when I'm referring to a pattern that specifically says sweater.
I do that too, but it still pains me. It really does.
Mm-hmm. But it does make sense. Like, I suppose when you do make something, it can be considered a sweater.
True.
Mm. So, yes. Tell us, are you team sweater or team jumper, or are you both and you've got a reason for both of them?
Team romper is one of the comments was. I was like, whoa, okay, that was third option I didn't know about.
What was the third option?
Let me find the comment. Hang on.
Was it on the same thing?
Yep, on that same one.
Oh, romper. Isn't that an English term?
I was like, is that not the jumpsuit things that babies for a kid? Wear? Yeah.
Okay, let's have a look. So romper.
I don't know.
It comes up as clothing for women. I want that. Jumpsuit. Yeah, no. It's a jumpsuit. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Rompers have short pant legs. Apparently that's the difference between a romper and a jumpsuit.
Well, I have learnt something today.
I think we're going to remove the word romper from this one.
Yes.
Yes. But, yes, please tell us. Please. Team jumper, team sweater. I'll pop a little poll up in our Facebook group as well, I reckon, because yeah,
that's a good idea.
Crazy.
You can't hear that?
I can hear the whole conversation.
Well, I am going to probably have to love you and leave you, my favorite listeners and peoples. And I'm probably going to go fall asleep as well, because I am buggered.
Go get yourself some wine.
Yeah.
Oh, before we wrap up, is there anything that you want to cover? What have you been doing this week?
Working, working and more working.
It sucks.
Yeah. I haven't actually done a lot, and it's really annoying me because I just want to be creative.
Yeah. And it's hard when you're tired as well.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm actually having a standoff at the moment with the fox cub and trying to get her to sleep through the night. She has not yet slept through the night, and she's almost 12.
She's almost 12. Well, you know.
Almost 12 months. We just had a really awful run of 6 months of teething, sickness, and it's just like,
it's now been she's nonstop. Just, yeah.
So anyway, you don't need to hear my woes.
Alrighty.
Okay. Well,
let's wrap this up.
Let's do that. And I'm having a brain fart and I can't remember how we sign off.
Buying craft supplies and using them are two separate hobbies. Coming from the yellow wiggle and the pale one.
Bye-bye.
Happy crafting.